Labors of Love. An informative look at modern-day evangelization, featuring the ministries and work of the Catholic Church in South Texas. Stay with us and learn of the Church's many services and benefits with your host, Margaret Alleria, Director of Evangelization and Catechesis for the Diocese of Corpus Christi, as she explores the Catholic faith with her many guests and their labors of love.
Welcome to Labors of Love. I'm your host, Margaret Alaria, and I'm here with my guest, Becky Price, who is the board chairman for the Corpus Christi Pregnancy Resource Center. How are you, Becky?
Oh, I'm great. Thank you.
Well, I'm excited to have you here. I get really excited when we start talking about mothers and babies and just the available resources that are out there in the community. And this is one of those organizations that does just that, provide resources for mothers-to-be. Mothers that are in need of assistance. Now, before we get started, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm actually an engineer by background. You wouldn't have thought that I would be involved with a pregnancy resource center, but I had a difficult pregnancy. My son was diagnosed at 16 weeks with trisomy 13, and I was told that he was incompatible with life, which to the doctors means he's not worthy of any saving or any efforts to save. And we believed differently. We believed that all life was valuable, and we wanted to give him every opportunity at life. And so I quit my job and had planned, no matter what God did, to be a mom. And God had other plans. And God had plans for Luke in heaven. So we had him for about 6 days, and I got to hold him, and it was wonderful. But then I found myself wondering what God's plan was for me. And I had been asked several times to come onto the board at the Pregnancy Resource Center, and finally it was time. And that's how I got involved, and it has become my passion to help other women in crisis pregnancies. And that's a word that people don't like to use, crisis pregnancies, but the reality is there are many women that are in an unplanned pregnancy, and it becomes a crisis in their life, and they need to fix it, or they need to get rid of it, or they feel like they're pressured to not be pregnant. And we come alongside them at the Pregnancy Resource Center and help them to sort through their emotions and figure out what their real options are so that they're equipped to make a decision for themselves. And we hope a decision for life. We want them to make the best decision that's good for them and for their baby.
Well, thank you for sharing part of your story. So I understand now why you're so passionate about the Corpus Christi Pregnancy Resource Center. So let's go ahead then and talk about the resource center. Women come in, they are pregnant or they think they're pregnant, and kind of a step-by-step, what do you start with, what do you end with, and what are they looking for when they walk in your doors?
Okay, well, they come mainly for a free pregnancy test.
Okay.
We'll provide a free urine pregnancy test, and in the process of that test, we come to understand, is this good news or bad news? If it's good news, we celebrate with them. And we make sure that they have the resources they need, they have family support or whatever, and wish them well. If it's bad news, we talk to them about their options and ask them, you know, what their plans are. And depending on their plans, we try and give them resources to help them. So if they are abortion-minded and they think that that's their best choice, what we will do is first we have to confirm that they have a viable pregnancy. So we want to get them scheduled for an ultrasound as soon as possible. Because the urine test is not a guarantee that you're pregnant. It simply means you have pregnancy hormones in your bloodstream. So by an ultrasound, we can actually see if it's a viable, if there's a baby there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And in that process, it helps the mother to recognize it's not just a pregnancy, it's not just an illness, but there is a baby there, and she needs to make a decision that's good for her and her baby. And so in that process, we talked to her about what makes the most sense to her. And if she still wants an abortion, then we understand from the ultrasound how far along she is, and talk to her about what the abortion procedures are so that she's informed and she knows what she's getting into. Many women that go get an abortion, they don't know what they're getting into until they're on the table. And we want them to make an informed decision. We don't want them to get surprised. We want them to know, and we talk to them from, we use a booklet from the state of Texas that has a description of the abortion procedures and the risks, and we just simply read that to them so that they know, or let them read it so that they know what, you know, what they're facing, so that they can make an informed decision. And if they choose not to abort, and they want to either parent or they want to look at adoption, then we have options to enable them to do both of those things. If they want a parent, we have an Earn While You Learn program where parents can come in and watch videos on early childhood development, prenatal care, how to raise a child, parenting skills. And as they watch the video, they earn points to redeem in our baby closet. We have diapers and wipes and sometimes furniture, baby clothing. Many, many pregnant women feel like an obstacle to their pregnancy is not being able to afford it. How are they going to get the baby items? Well, through this Earn While You Learn program, we can provide that material assistance that they need to be able to parent. And they learn life skills and they learn how to parent their children so that they're going to be better parents. And hopefully their life will be changed for the better.
Do they come in, these women, feeling maybe hopeless, confused? Do they have family support? What kind of state are they in? And the reason I ask that is because these are sensitive issues, and I would love everyone out there listening to really embrace a woman that is pregnant, because there's a life growing inside of her. She has become a co-creator with God. And And if they don't have all of the resources available, it can be, as you say, a crisis for them and very difficult. So we're called to embrace it and love these women. So when they come in, do they come in saying, you know, I'm scared, there's no one here for me, my boyfriend left me, my husband left me? What is their state?
Well, you've covered a lot of them. It's... Women don't want an abortion like they want an ice cream cone. Okay? It's not something that a woman will choose as her first choice. It's amazing how many women that we see come through our doors that they think it's their only choice because boyfriend doesn't want it, husband doesn't want it, want the baby, you know? And it's always an it mm-hmm. when you think about abortion. You don't realize this is not an it. This is a baby, and from the moment of conception, it has its own separate DNA. It's a life. Mm-hmm. It's one that God created. He said, you know, He has a purpose and a plan from that, from even inside the mother's womb. And we know that, but our society doesn't recognize that. And a mother knows that when she gets pregnant. She knows she's pregnant. She knows there's a baby there if she doesn't do anything. And so in our heart of hearts, we know that. And so there's an instant conflict when she feels like the stresses of this world will not allow her to have this pregnancy. It's a very sad situation, but it's the reality for many women in an unplanned pregnancy. They think they can't do it. There's no way they can be pregnant. There's no way that they can get through this. And what we do is try and come alongside of them and say, there is a way. There are people out there that are willing to help you. We help them explore their options to see, are there any family members that can be supportive of you? Most of the time, they're scared to death to tell their family, like their mothers. You know, they don't want to tell their mother. Or, you know, they feel like they can't tell their husband or their boyfriend because they're going to get kicked out. And it's sad, but it's true. And what we do is we try and come alongside them and figure out if they need different living arrangements. Yeah. We try and help them with, there's Hope House here. There's other places where they can stay. We just try and give them the resources they need to make a good decision and to alleviate this feeling that they can't be pregnant. They have to get rid of this pregnancy. Because there are other choices out there, and we want them to know that there are people that love them and that will help them to make good choices.
Again, I'm here with my guest, Becky Price, who is the board chairman of the Corpus Christi Pregnancy Resource Center. Thank you so much again, Becky, for being with us. What about those that are considering adoption?
Adoption has changed much over the years, and now there's something called open adoption, which allows a birth mother to pick out a couple that will love and care for her baby when it's born. We have a number of adoption centers that we refer to our clients where they can either be, they can actually even go and live there if they want to, if they need housing or alternative housing. What we do is we provide support through the process so that there's somebody independent from the adoption agency that can be there to just care for and to counsel and to work with the mother as she goes through the process. It is a wonderful and rewarding choice, but it's hard, just like caring to term is hard. Abortion can even be harder because of the emotional consequences. Once you're pregnant and your life has changed, but it can be good. Good outcomes can come from that. And that's what we want our clients to come in and understand, that it's not the end of the world. It's not the end of their life. Good things can come and they can make good choices.
Now, back to what open adoption is. Are the birth mothers able to keep in touch with the adoptive parents and their child?
They actually can. It's the choice of the birth mother, how much she has contact with the child, where they live. Does she have regular contact? Does she just want to contact them on birthdays? It's all up to the mother how much contact she wants to have.
That reminded me of a peer I know that said that she had some unfortunate circumstances in her early life and she ended up giving her son up for adoption. But if she knew of other choices, so for example, abortion, then she might have made a different decision. And I said this out loud. I said, well, why would you say that? Look at your beautiful son up there. Look at his picture and how happy he was with his family and how happy they are to have him. How could you say that? You wouldn't have made a different decision. And I blurted that out, just kind of stunned at the remark that she made. But ultimately, these are very, like you said, difficult decisions. And some of the women feel cornered. They might have heard of adoption, but they hear about abortion even more.
Right. And, you know, it just amazes to me that our culture has so changed. And the concept that many of these women have is, oh, I couldn't give my baby away. Okay. Change that around a little bit. Can you give your baby a way to live, a way to be loved, a way to a better life? Abortion doesn't give the baby a choice of life. Adoption gives the baby a way of life. It's a whole different way of looking at it.
Well, you know, that even reminds me of one of my family members who felt stuck in being pregnant, and she already had a child and she was a single mother. And I said, well, I'll take the baby. And her reaction was, no, I couldn't stand to have a family member have my baby. And so even that is conflicting for women. So I'm so happy to know that there's resource centers available for these women. Now, go ahead and take me through a typical day at the Corpus Christi Pregnancy Resource Center. I know that sometimes it starts with a phone call, and then you go from there building relationships with these women.
I'll tell you about one recent one. Let's just pretend we walked into the center and you and I sit down and we overhear the conversation on the phone. and it's one of our counselors, and she answers the phone. Hello? Yes, we can help you. No, I'm sorry. I can schedule you for a free sonogram. Would you like to make an appointment? I'm not asking you to keep this baby. I'm just asking you if you'd like a free sonogram. You don't need an abortion unless you're pregnant. Would you like to know for sure that you're pregnant? I can schedule you for a free sonogram at 10:30 tomorrow morning. Okay. And then I can let the client tell you the rest of the story.
Hi, my name is Brenda Gunthu. When I first called the pregnancy center, I called because I was thinking of having an abortion. And the person who answered me was actually Brenda. And she talked to me. I went in. It was very stormy that day. And as soon as I got in there, the staff was real nice. I felt comfortable. And then I went and got a sonogram done. But my thing was I was going to get an abortion because the baby's dad didn't want him. I already have two kids. And it was a big decision for me, but I was set on an abortion. My main reason for wanting to get an abortion was because the baby's father was very abusive. While I was pregnant, and I already knew I was pregnant, he kicked me in my stomach. And so my option was abortion because he didn't want the baby. And like I said, I had two other ones. But once I saw the sonogram picture of the baby, I just started crying and couldn't do it. It just changed right that instant. So, I mean, the sonogram made the big difference. It really did. After the sonogram, abortion was out of the question already. And the center helped me with other options, if there would be any other options. But my decision was to keep the baby then. If I could tell somebody else in my situation, abortion is not the answer. I have a beautiful baby boy to prove that. You know, there are other options, and the best decision that I've made was to keep the baby. I would like to thank everybody that supports the center, because without it, we wouldn't have little miracles like my son, Devin.
Well, Becky, that was pretty powerful to be able to hear from a woman out of her own mouth that just some life-affirming words. Can you speak to that?
It's wonderful to see how the truth of the sonogram brings reality that this is a baby. And all of a sudden, the decisions are not so difficult. Yes, circumstances are still difficult. It doesn't change circumstances. That's why we try and provide options to help alleviate some of the difficult circumstances. But she bursts into tears. She's like, how could I have ever thought of aborting this child? The truth is, pregnancy means there's a real baby there. And the beauty of an ultrasound is that you can see a baby. It's an amazing technology that shows God's truth.
The heart beating.
The heartbeat.
Movements.
The movements. Mm-hmm. Brenda's baby performed. He did flips. He sucked his thumb. He waved at her. The follow-up story is that she ended up breaking off this relationship with this man that was abusive. She told her family. Her family embraced her and the baby. She has a beautiful little boy. And she called us recently just to tell us the end of the story. And it's so rewarding when we have our clients call us back and just tell us, because we don't know. We give them an ultrasound, we tell them about all their options, and they walk out of the door.
And then you all pray.
And we pray. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And there's lots of praying in between. Mm-hmm. Because we want what's best for them. And They walk out and we follow up on our ultrasounds. We try and follow up with every client because we want to make sure that they get good prenatal care, that they're well taken care of. Even if they have an abortion, they don't get follow-up. We want to make sure they get good follow-up.
I did notice that you offer post-abortion education. So
we do. And if they choose to get an abortion, we will love them anyway. Mm-hmm. We want them to come back. We have a counseling program that they can go through so that they can reconcile all these emotions that come with the abortion. And we want them to receive healing through Jesus Christ. So that's our source of healing. And we want them to be free from that. There is something called post-abortion syndrome, and it is like post-traumatic stress syndrome.
There's higher suicide rates. There's higher emotional disorders.
Yes. Attachment disorder. It's hard for them to reconnect with their own children. I mean, the list goes on and on. All you have to do is Google post-abortion stress or after-abortion symptoms, and there's a myriad that you don't hear about in the press, but that we see as women come in, and we provide a program of healing so that they can walk through that process and go on with their life.
Again, I'm so pleased to be able to hear about what you offer at the Corpus Christi Resource Center. There's so many stresses that these women have today, that a child is a burden, that even the word parasite is thrown out there, that a pregnancy is a disease. And so something that should be so natural, something that God intended for females to experience, motherhood.
And a joy.
So beautiful.
A joy.
Is being portrayed as something that is unwanted and should be done away with. And the fact is that, again, women and men have become co-creators and bring in, from the moment of conception, a human being. And it's that we hear that it takes a village to raise a child, and it's so true. And so you here at the Resource Center offer that support that these women and families need. Do you also have women and men come in together?
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm. And so the men need support as well.
Yeah. Whenever they come in, we try and get them to see the ultrasound, too, and be a part of the process.
Mm-hmm.
And we are hoping that soon we will have a mobile ultrasound unit going throughout Corpus Christi. We already have one in Kingsville that the Clayburgh County Pregnancy Resource Center has purchased. And we are working in partnership with them to bring it to Corpus Christi. So you may see someday down the road an ICU mobile RV that is a mobile ultrasound unit. We will provide free pregnancy tests and free sonograms for confirmation of pregnancy at various places throughout the city. And then clients will be referred to the Pregnancy Resource Center for follow-up and the Earn While You Learn program and any other needed support.
Becky, can you give us some contact information if anyone has any questions?
Sure. The number at the center is 991-2008. Our website is ccpregnancy.org. And we'd love to have them drop by. You don't have to have an appointment, or you can call and have an appointment. We're open late on Tuesday evenings.
Wonderful. Becky, I'm so glad that you joined us today. May God continue to bless your ministry. Stay with us. Sacred Moment with Deacon Nolte is up next.
This is Labors of Love, the ministries and evangelization of the Diocese of Corpus Christi. If you have questions or perhaps a comment about today's program, why not send us email? Address your email to labors@klux.org. Or by U.S. mail, 1200 Lantana, Corpus Christi, Texas, 78407. And now, with this week's Sacred Moment, here is Deacon Stephen Nolte.
At least once during our life, we've all been outside early one morning and watched the sun as it rose above the horizon. It set the sky ablaze in brilliant oranges and reds, appearing larger than normal as it peaked above the distant horizon. Or maybe you prefer sundown, to see the sun set in the evening sky and paint the clouds with shades of pink, purple, orange, and red. Some of us have stood at the edge of the Grand Canyon and wondered at its natural beauty, while others have stood on the shore of an ocean and marveled at its expanse. Such sights lead us to dwell upon God's awesome creative power. When Moses first saw the burning bush, he must have marveled. Actually, Exodus tells us that he found it to be a remarkable sight, so much so that he was compelled to look more closely. Little did he know that he was entering into a direct encounter with God. The angel of the Lord appeared to him as fire flaming out of a bush. When he looked, although the bush was on fire, it was not being consumed. God called out to him from the bush, "Moses, Moses." He answered, "Here I am." God said, "Do not come near. Remove your sandals from your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground." The place where you stand is holy ground. In the early writings of the Jewish rabbis, holiness is the result of what we do at a particular time and place. For them, the words holy ground literally meant made holy. By that definition, the sanctity of Mount Horeb, where Moses met God, derived its holiness from God's presence descending upon it. Through baptism, we are set apart to be holy, to enter into the mystery of the Christian life. As Christians, we are called to live a life of holiness, a life of striving to do good, to know and love God, and to love one another. This call is lived out primarily in our homes, in the midst of our family. It is lived out at work and play, at school, and of course, in church. Living a holy life is not easy for most of us. In fact, it's humanly impossible if we don't rely on God's help. When we enter into the sacrament of marriage, we invite God to be part of our married life, to be present with our family and our home, when we play and when we love, when we clean and when we care for one another. All too often we forget that, through the sacraments, God is with us. He knows where we are, even when, like Adam and Eve, we seek to hide among the trees to hide our rejection of Him and one another. He is there when we forget that we are made in His image and likeness. He is there when we are down and out, and He wants to pick us up. He waits for us to look up and notice His burning bush, calling us back to a life of holiness. Rooted in the soil of His existence and illumined by the burning power of God, the little bush became the catalyst for Israel's liberation from Egypt. God wishes to liberate us from sin and brokenness. He calls us to draw near and to stand on holy ground. May your sacred moments always place you in the presence of God, and may you always remember that the place where you stand is holy ground. Amen.
Thank you for being with us on Labors of Love. I'd like to thank my guest, Becky Price, who is the board chairman with the Corpus Christi Pregnancy Resource Center. If you would like more information, please call them at 361-991-2008 or visit them at ccpregnancy.org. Thank you again for being with us on Labors of Love.
You've been listening to Labors of Love with Margaret Alleria. Online MP3s of this program are available on the CCN server. Browse to podcasts.goccn.net. Scroll down and select the Labors of Love category. Be with us next week at this same time for another edition of Labors of Love. Labors of Love is a production of the Department of Evangelization, Diocese of Corpus Christi, and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.